leading up to May 10th, 1971, Clutch Nixon, the greatest stuntman in the known universe, consumed massive quantities of cigarettes, raw eggs, whiskey, and wolf testosterone, the latter of which was injected directly into his tear ducts. Clutch credited this balanced diet as the reason he survived the punishing mountainside race known as Quadzilla. Clutch went to bed that night with a partially dislocated coccyx and the warm comfort of knowing that his stunt would never be repeated.
Roar. to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 142. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com for the latest and most important breaking video game news on the web. As you can tell if you're over there, it's been a slow week. And if you're a long time reader of the site, then you know it's always a slow week over there. And if you've been a long time listener to the show, then you know it's been a slow fucking 3 years. And this podcast is my way to kind of like half-heartedly ramble about video games without going through the laborious process of editing the website. So this is why I do this. It's easier. I don't have to write anything or do any research, pretty much. It's just pretty much pure lazy verbal diarrhea. And I do take a lot of notes throughout the week, though. So I consider that my writing quota. So where I get my cash from. I know you can't fucking see it, can't read it, but trust me, it's there. And I think the results speak for themselves. Too bad I can fucking barely read my own fucking serial killer fucking handwriting half the time, but my shit's a fucking mess too. This week is just everything's crossed out and fucking moved around and notes and fucking margins just fucking, oh no, I had to scratch that out, put shit over here, it's a fucking disaster. But you know what else I do too besides the podcast is I read the future. I sometimes just cast the old chicken bones out there and see what I see, and I'll talk about shit on here through my verbal diary. Maybe it's the key. It's just kind of that stream of consciousness. I plug into the ether, see a little bit ahead of times, and you know, then weeks later or sometimes years later, in some cases, I'll be talking about something, and then it comes true, you know. I'm not exactly batting 100 on the prediction scale there, but it does get kind of freaky sometimes, you know. It's fucking just like random shit. I'm like, you know, nobody else is talking about it, and then it's just fucking like, oh no, then it totally happens. So for instance, last week I said something about punching my cat to death. I don't remember exactly why I said that. Something about being really really pissed off about one thing or another. I don't know, it could have been fucking anything, who knows. But yeah, I think I clarified that by saying I was like, oh no, I was joking. I'd never fucking do anything to my cat. I actually fucking love my cat. I mean, I can't stand my fucking dog. I'd be really fucking depressed, you know. My God, I'd be fucking pretty depressed if something happened to my cat. But dead serious, if something fucking happened to my dog, that piece of shit, I wouldn't fucking care in the least. for the entire week there, last week, I thought my fucking cat was dead. I was pretty sure he was. I was like almost 100% sure. I mean, I was just assuming he was dead. Missing, I guess, would be a proper term. But he doesn't really go missing very often. He's out for fucking a day at the moment. Like, he's out for like a few hours at the most. And he comes back in, and he was gone for a fucking like a week, almost the entire week. Yeah, I mean, he went out like for every day. Again, every day he just fucking goes out, you know, for a little bit, a few hours, comes back in. But yeah, he never came back. And I'm just fucking, you know, I was just like, yeah, I most likely get hit by a car, or you get fucking eaten by a coyote. He's been, I mean, he's had some shit. He's fucking get attacked by a fucking bird. A hawk fucking swooped down and grabbed this fucking leg and twisted it and all the shit, and fuck, you know what I mean? He's had some run-ins with wildlife and shit before. He had to have a fucking cast on for like six months or something for a while there, because his leg was all fucking twisted up and broken. But so I'm like, all right, something fucking happened to him. He's gone. So no, I didn't punch him to death and then wonder where he was. That's not what happened. I mean, I was just really fucking bummed out, and I'm like, I figured I was gonna start the show on this fucking like really fucking depressing fucking downer note. My dog's fucking fine, of course, this fucking sack of shit, but I was just gonna be like, you know, just long fucking depressing thing, and you know, why couldn't it have been the fucking dog, you know what I mean? Then the fucking little bastard shows up like 5 days later, like nothing happened. Actually, on fucking Easter Sunday, Sunday morning, he just shows up, like, just fucking at the door, like, just comes in, he's fine. Because he was dead for like 5 days, I was thinking that he's back. I'm just going to assume that he's Jesus Christ, you know, it's Cat Christ, he's, you get resurrected. He's fine. I mean, he's been fucking, it looks like he'd been fucking eating something out there. I mean, he's fucking just, you know, clean. Again, I said this whole, like, super depressing fucking intro written out, and, I had to scratch it. I fucking hate doing that too. I use all parts of the buffalo. Again, I just fucking just anything I can write down, I usually just fucking say and then add random shit to it. But yeah, I mean, my cat's still alive, so that's good. So I was trying to get some kind of like happy start going here. I guess something like, not fucking depressing. I get a joke anyway. I was thinking of. I've had kind of rattling around. It's always good to just announce that I'm about to tell a joke right now. Yeah, you know, it's no setup or anything. It's fucking just tossing, you know, one of those things fucking rattling around in my head. I thought was funny, and I'm fucking like, probably nobody else thinks it's funny, so I'll just go with it. No premise, no nothing. So, if you remember that movie, Dave, there's a movie called Dave. I think it was, came out in like the 90s, 92, 93, something like that. Probably not, but there was a movie called Dave. I think Sigourney Weaver was in it. Something about somebody becoming president or something. I never fucking saw it, but there was definitely a movie called Dave in the 90s. But then now we get, you know, fucking, I keep seeing ads for like the fucking new Telltale games, like Telltale Batman and shit. And they have fucking, you know, everything gets like a Telltale game now, all like the Marvel shit. So, they made a game out of that movie, out of Dave, you know, Dave. It would be called Dave, a Telltale game. And just hold for laughter there. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'll fucking add in laughter post-production laughter to make that funny, as funny as it is in my head. So anyway, speaking of depressing things, I gotta bring it down a little bit. Called in advance. I started playing Defiance. I was fucking a year ago, maybe over a year ago. I was like saying, you know, 6 months, a year ago, something like that. I'm like, Defiance is still pretty fucking fun. It's for a shooter MMO, one of the few. And yeah, I was saying it's a shame that it got ignored and fucking misunderstood and shit on when it first came out. It's a story of my life, it sounds like. But Defiance, it still looks and fucking plays pretty well on fucking, you know, I was playing on PC anyway, you know, the older game is fucking like on max settings and shit, so fucking this game still looks pretty fucking good. But it just kind of sucked that there was still fucking lag and fucking server issues and shit. It's fucking however old fucking game, six, 7 years, something like that. But it was just, you know, this fucking game's been out forever, and there's still this fucking server issues, there's still fucking lag going on. It's not like the fucking servers are, I mean, there were still people playing, but it's like, dude, it's not like these fucking servers are full. There's like fucking, I don't know how many people, you know, so obviously the game itself is kind of, or the servers themselves are just kind of shitty. I was saying it would have been great if they, if they fixed that or they made like a remake or a sequel or something to it, but probably wouldn't happen because, again, the game wasn't particularly fucking popular. It was kind of popular when it came out, but it never really went anywhere. I mean, people just kind of dropped off of it. Defiance 2050 is coming. I'm not sure if I saw that announcement earlier or not or what. I mean, if I did, I fucking totally forgot about it or blocked it out. But yeah, I mean, I saw gameplay for it for the first time, and it doesn't really look like they did very much to the game. I mean, it looks nearly identical to the original Defiance, like the original release, like the what I was playing, like the PC version, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I watched about 5 minutes of them doing a dungeon. It was the mine one there. You're fucking dropping down to lower levels and shit. You're inside a mine the whole time, and yeah, you fight this fucking giant armored boss at the end. He's got like these fucking pistons coming out of him, like off his back, that you got to shoot. He like charges you and shit, and you just got to fucking wait for him to charge, and like, you know, you just got to get behind him and shoot the fucking pistons. And yeah, I mean, I've played through that dungeon maybe like a dozen times or so before, so it's like something I know. Most of the game I know fucking really well. Again, I fucking played through. So I played through the fucking story mode of that game like a lot of times. I played quite a bit of it. So I'm watching it and I'm like fucking like, oh cool, see what's going on, like what's new, what they change, and fucking watching that, I'm like, yeah, that doesn't look like they changed very much. It's like I could barely tell the fucking difference. I mean, the graphics, the enemies, the environments, and, you know, just the level and shit. It's just, everything was exactly the same as far as I could tell. Maybe the resolution is a little bit sharper. Maybe the frame rate, you know, they did something there, or it's slightly better and shit, and more stable, maybe. Again, if you're playing online, you wouldn't be getting fucking lags and, like, lag and jumping around and shit. Maybe they fixed the servers in the new one, but... Yeah, I mean, just looking at it, just from, like, looking at that video clip, it's like, dude, it's fucking, it looks like it's the exact same fucking game. I mean, I think it's coming out for everything. It's coming out for fucking PS4, Xbox One, PC, not the Switch, I don't think. I mean, but that's per usual. So, yeah, it seems like they remastered the old PC version is what it looks like. I mean, they just kind of like took that up, you know, upscaled it or whatever, and they're just gonna port it to like consoles and shit. And that's pretty much what we're getting. I mean, that's what it looks like again. I didn't see any like major differences to like whatever. I mean it's not horrible doing that. I mean, hopefully more people who haven't played it yet, they will, you know. Just like, you know, like I said, it's still a fucking fun game, but as somebody who's played the shit out of the original game, like I was hoping for a little bit more than that. I was hoping they're just gonna go through and like redo the graphics, like really like go through like the character models and shit, and just like redo some of it and make whatever new UI, maybe make it fucking that was kind of a fucking mess too. One complaint. One of the complaints I had in the fucking original game is fucking, yeah, just like the UI, like going through the menus and shit was kind of a pain in the ass. It wasn't very clear. It's like, yeah, maybe we'll go through that shit. And yeah, even that looked pretty similar. And yeah, that clip I was watching. So yeah, I was hoping, yeah, whatever, put some new content in there. That's what, maybe they did. I don't know, like that sort of thing. And just like, because... what that looks like is like, they made, you know, it's just like a remaster. Like I could just keep playing. I could just keep playing the fucking PC version, like the original version. Like, I don't know. Just doesn't seem like there's too much there to get excited about. Reminds me of fucking Secret World Legends. There, they kind of did the same thing. We're like, you know, we're gonna update it and improve our game, make it more modern, and then they release like the same game, same fucking quests and shit, and yeah, I'm fucking, I was like, I was all excited about, like, oh, cool, they made, like, remade fucking Secret World, which I played for, like, however many, like, 30 hours or something. Then I'm like, oh, maybe this is a cool game, I wish they could do a little bit more with it. And like, oh, we're remastering it or whatever. I'm like, cool, I'll wait for that. And it comes out, and I'm like, it's not that. It's, like, the same shit I've already fucking played and whatever. I just kind of fell off of it. Speaking of fucking remastered, I saw, dude, fucking random shit and me seeing into the future of good games. Well, whatever. I don't know, really. Red Faction Guerrilla, that's getting fucking a remaster. They're actually calling it a remaster because the game takes place on Mars. I don't give a flying... Like, the single-player game is all right. It's pretty fun. Don't give too much of a shit about that, but the thing with, Red Faction Guerrilla, that's kind of my fucking Al Bundy. I scored fucking 4 touchdowns in a single game. Like, that's fucking my Red Faction Guerrilla. It's like the one game I was actually fucking, like, really fucking good at. I was top 10 player on fucking Xbox Live. Yeah, I was fucking... It ran with the fucking crew. I mean, we were so good, we probably contributed to the downfall of them, but people not wanting to play the multiplayer because we would just fucking run through. We never lost. Like, we never lost a fucking game. And yeah, the people who were actually playing were just like fucking, you know, wouldn't play. Like, as soon as we popped in, like, anybody from our fucking crew. And we weren't really gay about it. We just don't get fucking like clan tags. Just like, no, we're just all on a friends list. Like, we just like, people who would just see each other playing over and over again. But like, hey, whatever, just fucking play. And it just grew from there. Just having like a core group of like 20 people. We'd constantly play. I don't think I had a fucking job at the time. Either for like a few months. So it was just like fucking like pretty much my job was fucking like playing that game. And just like, yeah, we fucking like ruined it for everybody. Kind of a dick thing to do, but whatever. I mean, it's fucking just like the one time I was actually fucking like really good at a fucking game. Top 10 on the leaderboards and shit. And just, everybody above me was fucking people I knew, and we'd kind of like go up and down depending on who just played like more that day or whatever. But, so they're making the remaster of that, which, again, that's cool. I mean, I don't give like, hopefully, again, just that, I'm like, that I might buy that just for the fucking the multiplayer, you know, just fucking this shit. I mean, that shit was fucking fun. Underappreciated, underlooked, the fucking Red Faction Guerrilla fucking multiplayer. That was fucking, again, it was just, I was fucking obsessed with it for a fucking reason, because it's fucking, like, so fun. So, I mean, I have to get that just to try the multiplayer, and hopefully fucking people play. Who knows? And then, those Tomb Raider remasters I said I was looking forward to, those got canceled, and that horror game Agony, and probably talked about a couple times, that got delayed, so that's on the downer side of the Grunt Free Press boners, we'll call them. But tell me, I get some serious fucking premonitions here, some deadly premonitions. I wish I just had something about deadly premonition to segue into, but I don't really, except, Sweary's new game there. I don't know if I touched on this before. I don't like that he had that fucking, that cat one, you know, and cats, resurrected cats. Yeah, so he had that fucking, that game he put on Fig, I think, it was what it was called, like that fucking, it's kind of like Kickstarter, but people invest in it, or whatever, you know, Fig. So I'm like, oh, cool, Sweary's new game is on. I'm like, it's a kick, like, crowdfunded thing, but it's on Fig, and fucking, then that failed over there, and I'm just fucking, I was saying, like, it's too bad it's not on Kickstarter. It's, you know, I love fucking Sweary and shit, but if it was on Kickstarter, I'd probably back it. And, that game went to Kickstarter. I think it's called The Good Life, I believe. Fucking, Sweary's cat game. Probably be a better fucking, title. But, yeah, so that went to fucking Kickstarter, and so it's kind of like another prophecy fulfilled. It's like, the game should be on Kickstarter. Boom, on Kickstarter. I'll assume he's a fan of the show. I'm probably not going to back it. I think about it, I'm like, fucking, that game looks kind of dumb. I mean, I'm sure it's fucking weird as shit, because it's Sweary, but I don't know. I'll look into it, maybe. I just don't feel like fucking backing some shit. People told me they like it when I cough into the mic, so Oh yeah, and the other thing too. If last week I was talking about Sea of Thieves, and I'm like, fucking, what the fuck is it? What are those things called? You fucking tie the rope onto you on boats, and just calling it, I was calling it like a little anchor, like I don't know, a little fucking T-shaped thing that you wrap rope around. Cleat. It's called a cleat. I think like the day or two after I recorded that, I was listening to the fucking. They cool me out like fucking the AA show, and fucking they were talking about cleats on fucking boats and shit. I'm like, that's fucking weird, but again, it's fucking weird fucking coincidences. But yeah, those are called cleats, so there you go. And Far Cry 5 came out, and that game's fucking badass. And I mean, I was kind of iffy on playing Far Cry 5. I mean, it just from looking at it, I'm like, they made it look kind of like goofy and shit, but I'm like, I don't know if I want Far Cry being like really that goofy. But then like the gameplay, I'm like, it's just going to be another Far Cry game, because after Far Cry 4, I mean, Far Cry 4 is pretty much like the same fucking formula as Far Cry 3. I mean, Primal was a little bit different, and I actually like Primal a lot, but between like, you know, the main fucking series, like going from like 3 to 4, I'm like, I don't know if I really, I'm that excited. Like, I don't know if I really just want to just do another one of those. I was wearing a little bit thin on me already for, you know, because I played the shit out of fucking 2, 3, and 4, and you know, Primal and shit, obviously, which is Primal again was a little bit different, but yeah. So, well, if they made 5, if 5 is fucking certainly different from fucking 4 and the other ones. I mean. Yeah, it's still like an open world first person shooter. You can still hop in a fucking helicopter and fucking shoot the shit out of everything from the air if you want. And it's pretty overpowered in that case. Even though, you know, they do a fucking decent job of like, you know, start doing that, and then fucking it's like, there's people with fucking rocket launchers and shit. There's you know, enemy fucking planes and helicopters going after you. But it's like, you know, if you want to fucking make it easy on yourself, it's fucking like, I was fucking hopping a helicopter and go. You know, you're still fucking clearing out outposts, you know, trying to be like stealthy, and you're fucking using your binoculars and marking people and trying to sneak up behind them and break their necks and shit. Then you get fucking spotted halfway through, and you just say fuck it, and you start mowing the entire base down with fucking an LMG while they're calling fucking reinforcements, and you're using your fucking grenade launcher and blowing up their trucks is what usually happens. Speaking of piece of shit dogs, there you go. But yeah, I mean, there's no towers to climb. It's not a shooter RPG anymore. I say that, you know, I kind of always thought of the other ones as like, it's pretty heavy on the RPG shit. You know, it's, the last few Far Cry games, like, you know, they'd give you a skill tree, or you'd have skill trees really, and you'd be going through those, and you'd earn XP by killing people or completing missions or whatever. You know, you level up. As you level up, you just get a general XP pool you could spend, and you'd spend that, you know, spend that to fucking, well, whatever. It's like a fucking RPG, pretty much. You spend fucking skill points to unlock perks, and, you know, it's fucking, you know, it'd be these perks, all right, put points into here, you unlock more health, more armor, and shit like that. And again, you'd get the XP by just doing whatever, just be grinding almost, you know. There's something similar in Far Cry 5. You can do the same thing, more or less, but, I mean, they really simplified it, so you're focused on just playing the game, not like, I need, like, 100, 200 more XP, so I'm just gonna go off and fight fucking random shit, you know, or kill fucking random people, and just to get the XP. So they made it so you can't grind, you know, so that artificial bullshit's fucking gone. Instead, they have challenges like in Call of Duty, almost exactly like fucking the challenges in Call of Duty, really. So, and in order to earn perk points, you need to get, you know, you need to get like so many kills, like X number of kills with this type of weapon, and then like all the different types of weapons, and you'll get like a perk point. And then once, you know, and then once you do that, like, you know, so again, it's like get 10 pistol kills or whatever. It's like, that's it. Like, all right, so you get 10 pistol kills. Well, however you did it, like, doesn't matter. Like, fucking, there you go. There's your fucking point or however many. It's like, oh, you know, you can keep using the pistol if you want, but that challenge is done, and you're not going to earn any more fucking points by doing that. And if you want to keep getting the perks, it's like, oh, you get to mix it up by using different weapons, doing different shit. Which I like that. I really do like that. I think it's much better. Again, just because it makes it feel more like a shooter and not like fucking you constantly just fucking, oh, I'm just going to go and I need XP and fucking doing stupid shit, trying to fucking get XP. So, you know, you're mixing your shit up, you know, just makes it more, trying more things out and fucking, you know, it encourages experimentation, makes it, yeah, it just makes it more of a fucking shooter, I think. That's the way it feels. Yeah, there's still like hunting challenges too, shit like that. But you're not like, it's not like fucking big ordeal, fucking crafting shit. Like, it's not, you're not crafting bigger ammo bags from us. Like, oh, I gotta go get some leopard skin and fucking shark teeth and shit like that. It's yeah, you're just earning just points by doing that. It's fucking kill 10 fucking bears and you get a point. Kill 10 deers, they'll give you a fucking point or whatever. So it's just, yeah, I mean, they really just want you to try out different things, and you know, even if the end result's the same, again, you're still fucking buying. It's like, oh, I'm still gonna use a perk or whatever to get a bigger ammo pouch with what I have, or you know, it's just more straightforward, and fucking it just lets you do whatever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? Just as far as like the skill tree goes, I mean, there's really no fucking skill tree at all. No, it's just give you like a grid. It's like, all right, here are the perks you can pick from, and you know, some might cost more than others, but you know, it's like, oh, if you just whatever, if you have enough points, you can just get the ones that you want, pretty much. I mean, and they're not like gated off. Again, it's not, you're not separated by trees of like, oh, I want the last fucking thing on this survival tree, so I'm just gonna have to pump a bunch of fucking points in the survival fucking whatever. I mean, if they are gated, if there is some shit that you can't get till later on, I think you unlock everything like so early. Like, I didn't, like, by the time I even like started looking at the fucking the perks, I was like fucking like, ah, it's pretty much everything's unlocked, so it's not very very far into the game before it starts doing that. Before you can just get like anything. Yeah, I mean, like, even like the ways to get around, like the traversal equipment, like. Those are perks too, like whatever, the parachute, and I think the very first perk I got that was a parachute, and then like the next one I get was like a wingsuit, and then it's like, oh, I'll get the grappling hook too. So yeah, and that shit in the previous games would be kind of I don't know if I'd call it like end game stuff. You know, you'd have to like progress in the story or some shit. Like, you'd have to like hit a certain point in the story, and before they gave you something like that where you're supposed to be like, oh wow, cool, now this makes it easier to get around. And yeah, there's pretty much, if you want it, you can get it right away, you know. This, again, it's just not like gated like that. And the way it is now, 5 is just kind of like, you know, just fuck it. I mean, just play the game how you want to play it, and it's almost like a first person Grand Theft Auto, really. But you know, it's better than Grand Theft Auto, because Grand Theft Auto is really really not great, not that great of a game. Far Cry 5 is just fucking off the walls, just nonstop 80s action movie. I mean, it's not even fucking pretending to be serious anymore, except for, you know, the cutscenes are kind of like the main story is a little bit serious, but there's some fucking plot point about a cult taking over a small town in Montana. It's very similar to fucking Outlast 2 and fucking Resident Evil 7, but. Really every fucking Far Cry game is a retelling of Apocalypse Now is what it is, which is it's kind of the same thing. Or, you know, Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, the book that fucking Apocalypse Now was based on, you know. Yeah, you have like some insane leader with a, he's got like a personal native army, and he's in some exotic location. And yeah, you're the outsider has to go in there and fucking take him out. And And in the process of that, like you start going nuts yourself and you're becoming native, you know. Yeah, Far Cry 2 is the most literal with that, with the fucking Heart of Darkness thing. It was set in fucking Africa. The book of Heart of Darkness was set in fucking Africa. I think there was even a fucking achievement for Far Cry 2 if you reach the final act of the game that was called Heart of Darkness, you know, for getting into like the fucking last like region. Well, I never got that either because the fucking game deleted all my save files and I was like fucking 80 hours into it. That ever happened was that I can remember. It was like, 80 hours into fucking Far Cry 2, fucking thing deletes my save files, and I think I started over again. Then I'm like, yeah, cool, getting into it. And I'm like, I'm fucking so pissed off. But, yeah. And then you had fucking Voss or whatever from 3, which, you know, everybody fucking loved him so much. They'd always quote that stupid fucking, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You know, they'd just hear that shit all the time after Far Cry 3 came out, which I think they thought was from Far Cry 3, and it isn't. It's just like an old saying, like fucking, and it kind of sound like a fucking retard when you use it to sound clever, you know, and also, that's not even the fucking the definition of insanity either. Insanity is using the same quote you heard from a video game over and over again and fucking thinking nobody's heard it before and thinking you sound fucking clever for doing it, really. Then in 5, you know, in Far Cry 5, you get the, there's a David Koresh fucking Jim Jones dude. He just does a lot of the talk, you know, just like the slow talking and fucking staring at you for long periods of time thing. He's not a very charismatic cult leader, I don't think, but the way they tell the story through fucking the straight up movies, you just sit there and watch. I'm not too big of a fan of that, really, just fucking the straight up like cutscenes. They're fairly well done, and they look good and shit, but. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, was it most of the story in the previous games? Wasn't it all just kind of like in game, like you're always in control, kind of, and like fucking like I might be wrong. It's been a while again. I fucking didn't play 4 that much, but whatever. I'm not gonna get too into it. I might be wrong. I'll say that, but I prefer in general. I like fucking just either like short cutscenes or just fucking like you're always in control of it. These are like straight up like movies. Like fucking everything's just. You're just sitting there watching it. You can't do anything but just fucking watch what they want you to watch. Speaking of that, I'm gonna take a break. Speaking of not being able to control things that you do. Blah.
like them, swimming in foul cheer.
So, the story in Far Cry 5, I mean, the main story, I'm like, it's okay. I mean, it's just, again, just cult shit, again, which we've had a lot of lately. But, yeah, I mean, the main story is, like, such a small part of the game. You watch, like, a 5-minute cutscene, maybe, and they just kind of let you loose to do whatever you want out in the open world. And the way they set the game up, I think, is really fucking clever, to be honest. I mean, there's you can't just fucking mainline through the main story, just, you know, go through all the story missions and ignore the side quests and then fucking complain that the game was too short, or the complete opposite, like I usually fucking do, which is I'll get bogged down in the fucking doing the side quests, and it's like, if it's going to be the end of the game, I might as well fucking, like, max out my character and get all these, you know, all my fucking perks and shit before I go to the end. But, and then you end up so fucking, so overpowered that you, blast through the ending, like, the climax of the game. You go through in, like, an hour without fucking breaking a sweat. You know, it's just fucking like, that was really easy. And, like, the end was really easy because I was fucking, like, maxed out and had all this shit. But, yeah, the way they do it is they have the map broken up into different regions, and the regions are controlled by cult leaders. The main guy, he has like fucking like whatever lieutenants, like his underlings, if you want to call them that. Like, you know, just fucking like, you know, little leaders too. But, you know, they're like below the fucking the main cult guy. So, you know, as you do stuff in each region, anything really, like any kind of like side quests, you know, if you do like the main quest, if you do like a random activity, like, you know, you're freeing hostages, you're blowing up like cult property and shit, anything, it progresses you towards freeing that region. Like there's like story beats. Once there's different milestones that as you're doing that, there's like a bar that fills up. Like, it's almost like region fucking XP, I guess. I don't know. So you get like points, and it's like, you know, you see like a bar fill up, and if you get like a quarter of the way through towards like filling it up, you'll hit like a hash mark. and then something will happen that fucking brings you in, it'll bring you in contact with that, that cult leader, or the fucking, again, his bosses, or whatever, the boss of the region. Yeah, you know, like they'll send like a hit squad after you, or whatever, that you can't really avoid, and you'll get hit with a sleep dart, and you'll fucking wake up in a bunker, and have to escape, or something like that. Then like, yeah, then it's like, all right, so you finish that mission, then fucking it's like, all right, so you can continue in that fucking region, keep going, and it keeps like ramping up, you know, and until the fuck is like, all right, you hit another point, can you do like another fucking story mission? You know, it'd be like have like a boss fight, you know, the final mission will be like fucking like, all right, well, here's the boss of that region. You have to do like a boss fight or something like that, or something. They do a pretty good job, like mixing up what you're doing. But, it usually ends up with, all right, so that boss is dead and fucking the region's completely freed pretty much. And then it's like, all right, so move on to the next one, you know? So yeah, it's, I don't know. I really like that setup. I think it keeps things moving. You could stay in a region and fucking do everything there, then move on. But yeah, the way it's presented, I mean, they're telling you you're fucking ready to do the next thing. You know, it's like, all right, you hit that point. You know, this region's like freed or whatever, so you should probably go on this. You can still go and do like side quests and like do the outposts and shit, but it's just pretty much the pushing you towards moving on. You know what I mean? Just go on to the next fucking region where there'll be plenty more shit to do. You know, I'm sure you can go back afterwards and do everything and 100% it if you want, but so yeah, I mean, even though it's still as open world as ever, I mean, they pretty much, I think they did a pretty good job solving that open world problem there of where everything just kind of blends together. It's just like a big fucking thing or you're working towards, and then it's like, all right, so it's just running all over the place doing these fucking little side quests and shit, but then it's fucking like, all right, well, now I'm ready to do a story mission, and then fucking, I mean, everything's blends together. So like towards the end of it, you feel like you've just been fucking doing like a checklist for 40 hours. It makes it feel like this is more like a linear game. You know, it really isn't. I mean, besides like the only thing that they make you do is once you hit those hash marks or whatever, like fucking filling up the bars, like it's like, all right, well, you're pretty much gonna have to do a fucking story mission, you know. I think it's fucking brilliant, really. The fucking the more I think about it, the more I'm playing, I'm like, dude, this is fucking really fucking smart what they did. Yeah, and I love how they couldn't just make it. They didn't make like just another fucking Far Cry game, you know. It's not like fucking, like, oh, here's more shit. I mean, more of the same shit. I mean, they brought back some of the cool things from the older ones, like the companions from 2, Far Cry 2. Again, it's been a while since I played that one, but yeah, I think there was something like you could pick like one friend at the beginning of the game. It's like, all right, somebody like a partner or whatever from the beginning, and like every now and then they'd help you out on a mission, and they'd show up somewhere and fucking like they'd revive you sometimes if you fucking died and shit like that. But you really had no control over it. And then for Far Cry 5, I mean, they go all out with that. You can have two companions with you at a time. You can fucking, whatever, send them different places, tell them to attack people, and they can revive you. You can revive them, and you just do that as many times as you can pull off. It's, you know, it's like having an AI co-op partner. Yeah, there's like a dozen or so of them you can fucking choose from, and they have, you know, they have fucking like different abilities. Like, you know, you get a dog that'll fucking walk around and fucking mark people for you. I mean, if he gets next to him, they'll mark him, and he'll just kind of wander around, and like the enemies won't really bother him because he's just a fucking dog walking around, but he marks people. Which is almost exactly how the fucking dog worked in Metal Gear Solid 5. But once again, fucking, this game's actually good. You get a bear that just fucking mauls people. You get some fucking broad with a bow that, you know, just fucking do like stealth kills and shit. So some guy will fucking has a plane fucking flying above you, and he'll give you like air support and fucking take out other like enemy planes. He'll fucking drop bombs and shit. There's some old slut in a fucking helicopter, and holy shit, that fucking lady is fucking hilarious. She's fucking amazing. Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, the writing in the game is it's so fucking good. I mean, not really the main story with the cult. That's meh. I mean, it's not fucking bad, but it's just, you know, again, it's a fairly typical cult stuff. I mean, more like the, you know, the people on your side that you're fighting with, the native Montanan fucking townspeople. They're fucking great. You know what I'm saying? Like the old fucking horny fucking helicopter lady there. She's talking about fucking dudes and I'm a prepper. You know, she fucking stashes like coconut oil for fucking massages and lube, and she's like, be getting the good dick and shit like that. Like, that's just like a slight caricature of fucking half of the women that I fucking work with. So it's pretty funny. It's pretty close to people that I know. There's some guy who was fucking on his porch. He's just yelling about fucking libtards and fucking goddamn Obama. And it's like, dude, that's like fucking spot on. Like, my ex father-in-law, you know what I mean? It's like, that's pretty much him. Like, it's almost exact. Then his son, you know, is that guy's son. He can actually take as a companion. He's all about just like shooting fucking rocket launchers and like blowing shit up. It's like, well, that's like a cartoon version of my fucking cousin. You know, the cousin I have that moved out to the fucking only county in the state just so he could fucking own machine guns, and he fucking builds and fucking shoots fucking cannons and shit. So, but he's, you know, he's not a fucking, he's like, I was like, oh, it's fucking redneck. He's like, no, he's not a fucking idiot. He's a fucking like some like savant, like computer drafter or some shit. You know what I mean? He's fucking like super fucking smart and like successful and shit. And like Far Cry gets that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just feels like actual fucking people. You know what I mean? They didn't do like the fucking, the dumb fucking redneck thing, you know? Yeah, I'd say the people in fucking Far Cry 5, I think they seem like more realistic than like any other game that I can fucking think of, really. It's like, dude, these seem more like people I fucking know, you know what I mean? Like people I know in real life than fucking anything, pretty much any other game I've played. Again, just me personally, maybe other people are like, this is fucking ridiculous. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty close to a lot of people that I fucking know, dude. Like, I remember fucking first, went down to fucking Alabama to fucking visit my sister. She's sitting there getting drunk. She's a fucking New Englander too, and whatever. She married somebody from fucking Alabama. So yeah, I remember first going down there, fucking getting drunk with all these fucking like deep fucking South, you know, fucking Southerners, you know, I'm like, ah, there's fucking going to be a bunch of fucking rednecks down there. But, you know, I just go down there fucking drinking with them and shit. And they're fucking telling stories about, like, you know, we shot each other with fucking shotguns by accident, like fucking just randomly, you know, it was about fucking fishing and whatever. It was dark out. Didn't know what the fuck it was. So we just fucking shot them. It's like, something's whatever, my brother or whatever, shit like that. And I was like, these people are kind of crazy. Then, like, you know, you talk to them a little bit longer. They're like, oh, no, I work at, like, Intel. I work at fucking Microsoft. Like, dude, they're not fucking idiots, you know? It's almost like fucking Ubisoft knows, like, how real people act. You know, they're not fucking one-dimensional fucking empty vessels. They're just using as mouthpieces that they want, you know, for some, like, moral or whatever they're trying to fucking push. It's like, I know there's been some bullshit around that. You know, people, I guess, like, critics are fucking complaining. It's like, the game doesn't take a stance on fucking political issues or whatever. Fucking homo-academic fucking semi-intellectual fucking complaints the reviewers are having with it. I've just been kind of, like, avoiding that shit for the most part. Like, I haven't fucking really read any reviews or anything, but just, like, the general vibe of that. And, like, yeah, again, I've heard people talking about that. Just fucking, it's like, oh, they're not fucking pushing political issues and blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, dude, that's fucking awesome. It's great. You know, just it makes the fucking characters feel more fucking real. They're not just fucking spouting off fucking ideological catchphrases every fucking second. And maybe that's what those fucking faggots do. I mean, that's why they're fucking boring, you know? That's why Austin Walker's game completely fucking flopped. And, you know, because it sucks, because he fucking sucks. That's J.V. Gwaltney's fucking mentor. This makes a lot of sense. It's like when somebody watches fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they say like fucking like, oh, the show is so wacky, it's fucking out there, it's unrealistic, and I'm just like, oh yeah, you know, that's fucking like real silly and crazy, you know what I mean? Fucking writers are real creative, I guess. But then I'll talk to like one of my friends and be like, so when you watch that show, right, I mean, you're thinking of like these certain people that we know that are fucking like pretty much dead ringers for the characters in the show, right? And then they're like, oh yeah, oh definitely, yeah, dude, like, you know, it's just fucking, it's like slightly exaggerated versions of them, which is why it's fucking hilarious. But not really that far off, you know what I mean? It's like somebody would take a fucking bunch of ecstasy and then go punch for punch in full force, like hitting each other in the face with somebody else because they think it's fucking funny, and then your fucking teeth shatter and you fucking spend like the rest of the night spitting out fucking tooth chunks, and I think that's even funnier, like seeing everybody's fucking horrified looks. I mean some fictional character that would do something like that. So I don't know. It's like people need to stop being fucking like pussies and just fucking live a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like Far Cry 5 is a fucking anti-faggot game. Like, once again, saying anti-faggot, nothing to do with fucking gay people. It's just faggots. You know what I mean? It's fucking great. It's a Grunt Free Press approved. Just because it goes well with our strict no faggots policy we got going on over here. Then you got this arcade mode. There's a fucking map editor in there where you know in the map editor, the maps you're building, those are the ones that you play in arcade mode. But I started building one, and yeah, I mean, the editor is fucking pretty nice. I mean, what you can do there. And I've always like dicking around with fucking with those in Far Cry, since I think to even like two edit, they had like fucking map editors you were dicking around with. Those are always fucking really good. I'm fucking super psyched they fucking keep doing it. You know, they didn't fucking say, oh, nobody's using it, we give up. Like, no, they pretty much went all in, made it better for this one. They do a better job of like highlighting the maps that people are making, like, maybe a little bit too aggressive. Like they make it a little bit too visible, maybe, like, and you'll be playing the campaign and you'll run across like these full sized, arcade fucking cabinets. You'll be in like bars and shit and like houses, and or there'll be like posters hanging up, like advertising that shit of like, oh, Far Cry Arcade, and just, you know, they'll be hanging up like everywhere, like out in a fucking shack in the middle of nowhere. You can just fucking like click on that and jump right into it. As you know, or as opposed to just like selecting it from like the main menu, you know, there's, in the campaign, there's usually NPCs standing around the posters, the machines or whatever, and then they're trying to sell you on it. Like, they're fucking like carnival barkers. Like, oh, you know, oh, have you played this game yet? Do you know you can make your own fucking levels for this game and shit? Oh, this game's great. Like, shit like that. It's trying to like sell you on going to the arcade mode. I only played one fucking map, like one arcade, Far Cry arcade fucking thing that somebody played just to dick around. And it was just kind of like a horde mode thing where it fucking is just, you know, just in like a circle and enemies just kept rushing you and you just mowed them down. And they made it, the one I played, they made it fucking like intentionally easy where you could just, I think you had like unlimited health and ammo and shit and you just sit there shooting people, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, it was okay. It wasn't great. You know, it was just kind of like, I'm just sitting there. It's no like challenge to it or anything. But, I just wanted to see what it was about. And there's fucking definitely like potential here. Like the shit that he made was pretty decent looking. So I'm like, all right, so I want to make my own. So I went into the fucking map editor there, and I worked a little bit on fucking just now making something. I was just kind of getting the basics of it down. Just the different ways you can raise and lower the fucking the land and fucking smooth it out and paint textures on and, you know, place and rotate objects on there. Again, I've done that before in the other ones. Is basically the same fucking tool set as before, just a few more tools in there. You know, different things you can have. They have like assets from like Watch Dogs and like the older Far Cry's, like some of them. And I was just dicking around, like finding my way around. I'm like, all right, changing the time of day and just like flattened everything out, flattened like the entire land out. So I'm like, all right, now I have like a fresh start, and started dicking around and placed a couple roads on there and like buildings and, yeah, I made some hills and shit like that. Just, you know, again, just getting a feel for it. It was starting to come back to me. Yeah, I'm sure I'll repeat the same fucking mistake I always make when I fucking make maps and shit. It's where I get like way too into one area, like the first area I start like going into. I get like super detailed, and then fucking it's like, oh, now move on. It's like, oh, you kind of used all the memory budget you could, and you know, fucking all right. So, you'd think I'd learn to start with like the big picture of it first, but no, I do that every time. Yeah, and then then you see all these fucking stories of just fucking like, oh, check out what somebody made in the fucking Far Cry map editor. It's like somebody made like an exact replica of fucking the Resident Evil mansion, and somebody made fucking, you know, here's like every scene from fucking like Star Wars or whatever, like spot on. And it's like, oh, that's awesome. It's fucking cool. It's really impressive they did that shit. And then, you know, I was like, well, why am I even fucking bothering doing my stupid bullshit? You know, I was like, why am I dicking around with this that nobody's going to fucking play? It's going to look like shit compared to these ones. But I mean, it is fun to do, though. I mean, that's why, I guess. I mean, I guess it's all about the journey. Then the last Far Cry related thing I'll bring up this week. Hey, it was the only fucking game I really played like extensively. There was an April Fool's joke in the game. On April Fool's, believe it or not, you'd open up a Uplay, and there was a message in the top right corner that said System Admin Console or something like that. It was just fucking just a little message. It was all animated. It was all glitchy and shit. Like, it looked like something from Watch Dogs. But yeah, you could click on that, and it would bring up like a command prompt with a few options on there. It'd be like, type add credits to add credits or whatever, unlock games. Then one of them said list unreleased games. And if you type that in, you get just like a window would pop up. It was just like a blocked out screen. You know, there's a bunch of text there you could see, but then it was just blocked out with like white and gray fucking blocks and shit. And you could make out like some of the letters, it looked like it started off saying Far Cry or something or other, and then just, you know, you get random letters, and like you pick out like, you know, a few words here and there. Yeah, I was considering that like an Easter egg, because it was, you know, it was both fucking Easter and April Fool's on fucking April 1st. And I'm like fucking like, huh, that's weird. I was kind of looking at it for a little bit, and I'm like fucking, there's probably something here, something more here. But I'd figure some fucking autistic fuck group would figure it out on the internet, and sure enough, they did. Somebody figured out what you could do with that. There was some kind of like code, some hidden message there you could type in into the command prompt there. You get some kind of wallpaper, which is, you know, just like a Uplay logo. You just like download it and just use whatever desktop fucking wallpaper or whatever. It's just like a Uplay logo. It was done up in like 80s neon. It looked like it was out of Far Cry Blood Dragon, you know. I have no use for it, but I thought it was kind of cool. At least they were giving you like something for it, you know, not just fucking, it wasn't just like a message saying like, haha, April Fools, and like that was it. And it's like fucking like, oh, here's something you can use if you want some kind of free content. But yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this might be a little bit more to it than that. I mean, I'd say, just because of the logo alone, maybe that's going to be more, maybe that's like a teaser for some sort of like Blood Dragon spinoff of Far Cry 5. Because that makes fucking perfect sense. I mean, the game is fucking, it's already goofy and kind of over the top, and, you know, then just add some neon, some hairspray, and it's like, oh, there you go. It's fucking Blood Dragon 2, pretty much. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those deals where in 6 months we'll hear, remember that fucking April Fool's thing that was, you know, there, that was kind of real, you know, like real. I'd definitely be down for fucking Blood Dragon 2. When the first one of those, when Blood Dragon came out, I mean, I had played fucking Far Cry 3 so much I was fucking burnt out on it. I only played maybe like halfway through fucking Blood Dragon, but Yeah, it's just Far Cry 5 is so fucking good. You know, and it's like I'm towards the end of like the, again, like the main fucking story, and I'm just like, dude, fuck, dude, I kind of want more of this shit. Again, you could probably do whatever you want afterwards, and there's plenty of shit to dick around with, and to 100% it would take forever, but yeah, I know they already fucking showed off. They have like season pass stuff is on the way, so I don't know. Maybe I'm one of them might even be fucking Blood Dragon. I have no idea. I didn't fucking look at the season pass yet. So yeah, I don't know. We might be in for a long ride on fucking Far Cry 5. It's fucking good. So good. I didn't even touch Sea of Thieves this week. But you know the big controversy over there, the drama, and we love drama. Yeah, I guess it's some streamer there. Twitch streamer, like he maxed out his level and became a pirate legend, the first pirate legend in Sea of Thieves. And yeah, I mean, you had to reach rank 50 with all three factions, and yeah, just then that a mysterious stranger, fucking asshole I was talking about, he finally moves out of the way of that door, and you, I think it's like a little VIP section or some shit, you can go in, you get like some other quest or some like involved, like multi-tiered thing you have to do. And then you're a pirate lord or fucking pirate legend or whatever. Well, who fucking cares? But yeah, apparently a lot of people do care because they, you know, people were accusing this guy of cheating to get there, to be the one to get that max out his level first. And yeah, I guess the deal was for, Rare was saying they were going to put a statue of whoever did that first. They'd put it, build a statue in game for the first person to do that. So, that guy did it. So I guess they're going to build a fucking statue of him in the game. But he cheated. I don't know. Like, how do you fucking cheat in a game? That's about being a pirate, you might ask. That's a good question because, you know, I guess what he was doing, he was streaming, he had a lot of fucking followers and shit, and he wanted to see, like, you know, his followers were like following him to see what would happen once, you know, once he reached that fucking rank. So, so yeah, they'd fucking like hop in his game as he was playing. They'd give him their fucking shit, like their gold, and then like he would turn it in to rank up. And it's like, I don't know, that seems fucking pretty legit to me. I mean, that's what a fucking true pirate lord would do, right? You know, have a crew, have his crew go out and get him gold, and then fucking, you know, give it to him, and he turns it in or whatever. I mean, any other, just about any other game, I could maybe see the case of like fucking like, ah, oh, it's fucking cheap or whatever, you know, it's a cheap way to do it. But I mean, it's a fucking pirate game, you know, it doesn't affect the game in any way, anybody else fucking playing it. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not even like he was fucking teaming up with those people to go out and just fucking like harass people and steal their shit. Like, it was just like people would just go out and do their own thing and then fucking like meet up on an island somewhere and give him shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking like whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, yeah, it also it's fucking like, oh, he doesn't deserve a fucking statue. Like, who fucking cares? He's a fucking statue in the game. Who gives a flying fuck? He's gonna get that, and then like, I guess like, you reach pirate lord, you just get more cosmetic shit anyways. I don't know. People are fucking retarded. Breaking news. It's fucking really dumb thing to fucking complain about. Yeah, that's about all I got this fucking week. Might be a little bit short, I know, but yeah, I had to fucking scratch out a lot of fucking material there about my fucking dead cat, who turned out to be very much alive. Yeah, and they were telling me not to go near the pet cemetery, but I don't know, thank fucking cat Christ that fucking March is over and done with, because that was a fucking motherfucker of a month. That was fucking awful. It's pretty much entire month of March was just a fucking disaster. Fucking snowstorms every fucking week. It was snowing yesterday even. If it was April 2nd, if I can get out of work at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning, it's fucking snowing. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? I had pretty much the entire week there. I had no fucking electricity. That was fun. And, you know, my cat died, get resurrected. And it just seems like I'm fucking constantly fucking fighting with everybody that I come into contact with. it's been a fucking miserable fucking bastard for like an entire fucking month. Don't know if that'll change, but I don't know. Yeah, you know what they say, the fucking definition of insanity is living in New England during the winter, I think. Edgar Allan Poe did it. H.P. Lovecraft did it. Stephen King did it. And yeah, you get into some fucking dark fucking places in your fucking head, and I'm telling you, I just fucking need you. Try working nights too, and you don't fucking see the goddamn sun ever. And then have it fucking be like miserable and snowy and cold on top of that for fucking 6 months, it seems like. Yeah, you get dark. You go into some fucking dark places in your fucking head. Like gruntfreepress.com. That's probably the darkest place on the internet. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com. That's the email address. Yeah, I'm Absolute Deicide, and remember to spay and neuter your undead pets. Yeah, my notes were a fucking goddamn mess this week. What a fucking disaster. What a disaster this has been. I'll cut that.